Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 5 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. The sun is setting over Israel, leaving behind a mild evening. Tel Aviv enjoyed a warm afternoon, while Jerusalem saw plenty of sunshine. In Haifa, the temperatures were pleasant as the day unfolded. Here are today's headlines. First, Egypt is hosting a crucial round of talks on the Gaza Strip today. It's being described as the last chance to avoid escalation. This comes from Walla, just in. Also, 12 IDF soldiers were wounded in a drone strike along the Lebanon border. The escalation continues, as reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, Iran faces mounting economic pressure. Oil prices have peaked, and the U.S. is considering military options. That's from Israel Hayom, reported earlier today. Separately, the Israeli Prime Minister's choice for security chiefs is under fire for lack of experience. This criticism comes just minutes ago online. And finally, airlines are adjusting routes due to regional conflicts affecting travel between Europe and Asia. Reaction has been swift on social media. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posted minutes ago about the lack of experience in Netanyahu's picks for top security roles. Neither candidate speaks Arabic or English, which raises concerns. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya reported on the increased capacity of Middle Eastern airlines. They're adapting after disruptions from the U.S.-Israeli conflict with Iran. Lastly, Eisenberg 5-5 highlighted connections between some Gaza journalists and militant groups. This sheds light on recent deaths in targeted strikes. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Egypt's diplomatic efforts. Egypt is mediating talks today to secure a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. The focus is on easing tensions before further escalation, according to Walla. The outcome could either pave the way for peace or lead to increasing hostilities in the region. Turning to the situation along the Lebanon border. Earlier today, a Hezbollah drone struck an IDF armored vehicle, injuring 12 soldiers. The Jerusalem Post reports this is part of escalating violence involving Hezbollah. This incident raises the risk of broader conflict at the northern border. Meanwhile, the economic strain on Iran continues. As reported by Israel Hayom, oil prices have surged. CENTCOM has presented military options to the U.S. president. This reflects growing pressure on Iran as its economy struggles. The situation could influence broader geopolitical dynamics. On the economic front. First, the wave of layoffs in Israel's high-tech sector is growing harsher. Walla Business reports that the focus is now on the impersonal nature of these layoffs rather than the numbers. Separately, Lufthansa Group has suspended flights to Israel until June. Globes reports the decision affects multiple airlines, with possible partial service resuming earlier. And finally, in a strategic move, SAPI has appointed an Israeli executive to lead its global AI efforts. CTEC notes this reflects ASAP's deepening commitment to cloud and AI technologies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.